This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Well, I begin talking about a song. Some of you are going to figure it out. In fact, I'm actually going to ask you out loud if anybody knows the name of this song. It was a song that was recorded by the Platters. Tony Williams was the lead vocalist. It was named as one of the top 100 songs by NPR, National Public Radio, as one of the top 100 songs of the 20th century. Rolling Stone magazine called it one of the great 300 songs and the top 300 songs. It was re-recorded by Freddie Mercury in 87, a lead singer for Queen. Gene Pitney recorded it. Dolly Parton recorded it. Pat Boone recorded it. The Statler Brothers. Does anyone have a guess what this song by the Platters, one of the top 100 songs? Say it out loud. You win a prize. No, you don't. We don't have anything to give you. All right. That man won the Cadillac keychain is what I have to give you. That's what you win today. Not the Cadillac, just the keychain. That's right, The Great Pretender. I want to begin by reading the lyrics. Oh, yes, I'm the Great Pretender. Pretending that I'm doing well. My need is such, I pretend too much. I'm lonely, but no one can tell. Oh yes, I'm the Great Pretender, adrift in the world of my own. I've played the game, but to my real shame, you've left me to grieve all alone. Too real is this feeling of make-believe, too real when I feel that my heart can't conceal. Oh yes, I'm the Great Pretender. How would you describe your life in terms of pretending? You know, sometimes pretending can become such a part of a man's life or woman's life, they don't know what's real and what's pretend. I remember a person told me years ago in a counseling session, I lie so much sometimes, Randy, I don't even know what the truth is. I tell lies all the time. I don't know what's true and what's not true. And I understood what she meant. It was just such a part of the pattern and the fabric of her life. She couldn't tell you the difference between the truth or a lie. She was living a pretending life. And today we're going to talk about people who pretend to be righteous, who pretend to be spiritual, who pretend to say, yeah, I do everything I need to do in my life, but there's only one problem. They're not telling the truth. And it's a parable that Jesus tells, and it's interesting. Matthew is the only gospel writer that records this. Mark doesn't mention it. Luke, John don't mention it, but Matthew does, and it's in Matthew 21. Part of the series, 7 days in history, the final week. It's in verse 28. It goes like this. Jesus is speaking. What do you think? There was a man who had two sons. He went to the first and said, son, go and work today in the vineyard. I will not, he answered. But later he changed his mind and went. If you have the King James Version, you have the word he repented, which I like that better. He changed his mind, which that's what repentance means. You change your mind about a lot of things. We'll talk about that in a minute. Then the father went to the other son and said the same thing. He answered, I will, sir. I'll go work for you. But he didn't go. Which of the two did what his father wanted? The first, they answered. Jesus said to them, I tell you the truth, the tax collectors and the prostitutes are entering the kingdom of God ahead of you. For John came to you to show you the way of righteousness, John the Baptist, but you didn't believe him. But the tax collectors, the most hated segment of the society back then because they were owned by the Roman government, the tax collectors and the prostitutes did. And even after you saw this, you did not repent and believe him. You did not repent and believe him.
Well, this is the third message in a series called The Final Week, looking at the last week of Christ on Earth. It continues tomorrow on Cross Hope on Sirius XM 131, the Family Talk Channel. Thanks for listening to Cross Hope.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.